So we're all, all the flights are arriving and we're in good order. So thank you for coming. The Committee on Governmental Oversight and Accountability will now come to order. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley.
Here.
Vice Chair Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Galvano.
Here.
Senator Rader.
Here.
Senator Roussan.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Stewart.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before committee, please complete an appearance form with some of our staff. And should you select to waive your time, your position will be read to the record. Okay. We'll start with tab 1, Senate Bill 364. On state group health insurance and prescription drug programs by Senator Grimsley. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill grants authority for the Water Management District to participate in the state group health insurance program and the prescription drug coverage program. The same provisions and limitations that apply to state employees will apply to the Water Management District employees. The bill requires that premiums be paid by participating water management districts based upon an actuarial analysis conducted by the Department of Management Services, and that's the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill by the members of the committee? Anybody? Okay. Are there any appearance records? We do have Phil Flood, South Florida Water Management District. You're recognized.
South Florida Water Management District waves in support.
And wave in support. Any other appearances? Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? Everybody did their homework. Good. Senator Grimsley, you recognize to close.
I'll wave close.
Having waved close, Tamara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 364.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Baxley.
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 364 is reported favorably. Okay, next we're going to take up, thank you very much, and next we'll take up Senate Bill 368, Department of Management Services. Senator Brandis, and a co-presenter for this bill is Senator Roussan. Roussan, and did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. If you are recognized, sir, to present the bill, Senate Bill 368.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you for allowing this bill to be heard. Members, this bill creates a statewide procurement efficiency task force that evaluates the effectiveness and the value of both state and local procurement policies to determine where there are inconsistencies and, if such, to develop efficiencies and get rid of hodgepodge of regulations. That's the bill.
Very good. Are there any questions to the presenter on this bill?
I have a quick question.
You're recognized, sir.
Thank you. Is there a timeline for reporting back?
Yes, it automatically terminates December of 19, and the reporting date for the recommendations is July of 19.
Okay. Any other questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms for the bill?
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
I wasn't
Senator.
Quick enough.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Senator.
Plenty
of time.
I wanted to know if the League of Cities or the League of Counties have weighed in on this.
I have not heard from them.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Senator Brandis's bill. I'm presenting it.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Well, it's a good sign if you haven't heard. Because
yeah.
Usually by now, if there's objections, it would be discussing it with you. Any other questions on the bill? Okay, now we'll move to appearance.
No
appearance cards have been filed. Anyone wish to speak? Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Roussan, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Having waved close, Tamara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 368.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. So by your vote, Senate Bill 368 is reported favorably. We will now take up tab 3 on state symbols by Senator Grimsley. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill recognizes that the Florida cracker cow as the official state heritage cattle breed. It reauthorizes the cracker horse and the loggerhead turtle as state symbols. When those two symbols were authorized, a sunset provision was placed on each. And this bill simply removes the sunset and retains those symbols under current law. That is the bill.
Thank you, and thank you for the graphics, too, the pictures on this, which are being given right now, members. Any questions for Senator Grimsley on the bill? Okay. All right. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? No one appear. Anyone wish to speak? Okay. Any debate on the bill? Okay. We're getting off to kumbaya. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive close.
Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 404.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Call Stargell.
That's it.
Did you vote, Senator Stargell?
Yes, she did.
Thank you very much. We want you on this one. Okay, having completed the roll call, by your vote, Senate Bill 404 is reported favorable.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, is there any other business before the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Stargell, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to be reflected as voting in the affirmative for 364 and 368.
Thank you very much. That'll be a matter of record. Anything else for the committee members? If not, Senator Rader moves, we rise.